Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, June 27th. The grains closed mixed with December corn down 21 cents at 653, September wheat down 19 cents at 917.5, and November beans up 8.5 cents at 1432.75. Corn under pressure here today as the weather looks a whole lot better than we've seen for quite some time. Temperature is moderate for this time of year. Nebraska looks like it might catch the worst of it, with temperatures going back up into the mid-90s or so. But the rest of the country looks like they're going to get some rains in the Midwest here on Friday. And then again, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday for much of the Midwest and the Southern Plains looks like rains. So we don't see that any major heat ridge is building there for the time being. So that put the pressure on the corn market. The beans were down better part of 10 or 11 cents earlier as the corn made lows, but rallied as much as 28 cents off the lows. Didn't close that strong. It was a good 8 cents off the highs, but still a nice comeback as the crude oil rallied as much as $5 a barrel here. It looks like it's going to close up $1.95 at $109.57. It was almost $4 off the lows there. That helped the bean oil rally. Bean oil was up 73 ticks, and that helped push the beans higher here today. I think there was also some fun buying of beans, selling of corn, and maybe some spec buying. The pros buying the beans, selling the corn. The initial guesses are corn acres up 300,000, bean acres down 400,000. It seems like some of the smart money is betting on a bigger soybean acre cut than the average guess out there. And that may be supporting the beans here the last couple of days. Wheat market down on more hedging out here. Great weather for harvest and no real problems out there. You don't see a whole lot of demand. Export inspections for the week were 1.25 versus 1.19 on the corn. Wheat 352 versus 348. Beans 468 versus 428 a week ago. My guess is the way these markets are trading, the pros believe that the bean numbers, whether it's the stocks number or the acreage numbers, are going to be bullish for the beans and a little bit bearish for the corn. But we've got, you know, corn so far oversold and wheat oversold, oats are oversold. So, you know, if the beans are positive, could we see a rally off those lows? I think it's certainly possible out here. That's about it. We'll see what the crop ratings say at 3 o'clock here. They're expecting a 2 to 3 point cut in the corn and soybean ratings. If you have any questions, give us a call 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.